You have a right to perform your prescribed duties, but you are not entitled to the fruits of your actions. Never consider yourself to be the cause of the results of your activities, nor be attached to the inaction. This is what Krishna advised Arjuna on the battlefield, because it's so true. The results of any project or endeavor depend on so many factors, some of which are not within your control. Our karmas, the effort of others, the economy, and chance. And if we get too attached to the results, it can cause anxiety and stress. Instead, focus on taking action, becoming better each and every day, improving your approach and method, and helping people see results in their lives, because at the opportune moment, the shift will occur.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras. And now, your host, Aditya Jayakumar.
Dear grandchildren, this is your grandfather, Aditya, son of Jayakumar, Iyer speaking. If you are listening to this, please put this on speaker and play this with the whole family gathered around. I'm recording this episode to connect with your beautiful souls and tell you a bit about your grandfather's life in Canada so far. I'm 33 years old right now, and I'm recording this session on February 23rd, 2021. But you might be listening to this episode sometime in 2061 or even beyond that. If I'm still alive, then I want you to give me a video call and tell me how you feel. If I have since passed, then think about me for a minute in silence, for I am always by your side. It's been 6.5 years since I came to this beautiful land called Canada. I came to Vancouver, Canada, in the year 2014, from Mumbai, India, to embark on a journey of a lifetime. Because your great-grandfather, Jayakumar, who is my dad, was an entrepreneur, I always felt deep down that I could be nothing else but an entrepreneur. I started my journey by launching a podcast in my bedroom. If this is not familiar to you, a podcast is a medium of broadcasting your voice into the internet and speaking and interviewing people about topics that you are passionate about. And in my case, I interview people about a variety of ancient topics like yoga, breathwork, spirituality, Ayurveda, lucid dreaming, nutrition, and things like that. I didn't have any experience in broadcasting or interviewing prior to starting this podcast. And in the beginning, I was so nervous because I didn't know what to say. But slowly but surely, I found my ground. I found my voice and I developed a sense of groundedness as an interviewer, allowing my guests to feel at ease and be themselves while sharing. This podcast was initially only audio in format, but later on, I started doing live stream videos because I felt that I was ready to take it up a notch and enhance my skills as a communicator, which I did. In the future, my beautiful grandchildren, I aspire to have my own studio where I invite my guests for a conversation and then do some breath work with them, do some sauna and some steam, have some lunch and hang out, because I crave human connection. I crave creating communities. I'm holding that intention in my mind and incubating it until the appointed time for its manifestation. What is the name of my podcast? It's called My Seven Chakras. There's a good chance you're familiar with the chakras because I would have taught my son and daughter, that is your father or mother, all about breathwork and Ayurveda, meditation, yoga, and other ancient practices. I'm so curious to know what you do in life. Are you a breathwork instructor like me? Do you have your own podcast or YouTube channel, assuming that YouTube still exists? Are you an entrepreneur or some kind of teacher who teaches children? Or maybe you're an artist. Let me know. Send me a message through the Akashic Records. I want to let you know that no matter what direction you choose in life, your parents and your grandparents love you and support you. And while it is important to give success your best shot, what is more important is that you are a kind person. Kind to your friends, your parents, your customers, and most importantly, kind to yourself. It is important to love yourself for who you are and what you stand for, and proud of yourself, your face, your skin, your eyes, your hair, your body, your looks, all of it. Claim it and own it and stand proud like you are from the household of the Ayers. In terms of business success, I feel I've not made it yet. I'm almost nearing 5 million downloads as I speak to you. I've had the opportunity to conduct hundreds of breathwork sessions. I've been invited to host workshops for groups, and also I've been invited to conduct breathwork sessions for some corporates. But somehow, some way, my time hasn't come yet. But if there's one quality that your grandfather has, it is resilience and perseverance. I just won't give up because I am creating this platform, this foundation, this legacy, not only for myself, but for all of you and your children. And so I'm using this time to build my skills, get better at my craft, whether it's being a communicator, being a breathwork instructor, a learner, and an entrepreneur, and also to deepen my relationship with my beloved podcast listeners. Can you believe it, dear children? There are people who look forward to tuning into my podcast episode from around the world. And there are those kind souls who have been listening since the very beginning in October 2015. These people bring me joy and make it worthwhile to produce these episodes, even though it takes up a lot of my time and I spend from my own pocket for the equipment, for the software, and for other expenses. But every time I get a message, an email, or a voice message from a listener, it really makes my day. And if it's just one life that I'm changing every day, then my job is done. Just check out this voice note that a listener named Pete Banda left me yesterday.
Hi, AJ. This is Pete, and I just wanted to say how excited I am to be listening to your Seven Chakras podcast you are going down the line or the lineation of. And I'm one of the bigger fans of the chakras. I just recently fell in love with it all, and I can really testify that the chakras are indeed true. They're very prominent and prevalent in one such life. And I just wanted to say, please keep up the good work, and because I feel personally people do not really know about the chakras, about like the crown, the throat, the heart, the solar plexus, and like the root chakra. People have no idea. Please continue with your so excited and just wanted to say love always and forever, always. Just had to let you know that as well.
Now, when I searched for his name on Google, I learned something really interesting. I found that Pete went through a miraculous healing journey. And the note that I came across said, "The lives of Pete Benda and his family changed forever when he fell 30 feet from an auditorium lift suffering a major traumatic brain injury. Pete was in a coma for over 2 months at the age of 14 after falling off from a 30 feet high hydraulic scissor lift in high school. He suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. His recovery process has been difficult and miraculous. And his dad says that he has worked his tail off to get to where he is today. The human being he has become since the fall is quite admirable. He is an amazing young man and his story is well worth the listen." So Pete, if you are listening to this episode right now, firstly, thanks for reaching out. And secondly, reach out to me via an email because I'd like to offer you a free one-on-one breathwork session to support you on your journey ahead because your story is really inspiring. So grandchildren, this is an example that you get what you put out. If you put out the energy of kindness, you are bound to attract kind and sentient souls into your life, like Pete. Don't ever give up, no matter what challenges, difficulties, limitations, obstacles, or constraints you find on your journey ahead. Sometimes, things take time. The one quote that keeps me going from the ancient Indian book called Mahabharata, "You have a right to perform your prescribed duties, but you are not entitled to the fruits of your actions." Never consider yourself to be the cause of the results of your activities, nor be attached to the inaction. This is what Krishna advised Arjuna on the battlefield, because it's so true. The results of any project or endeavor depend on so many factors, some of which are not within your control. Our karmas, the effort of others, the economy, and chance. And if we get too attached to the results, it can cause anxiety and stress. Instead, focus on taking action, becoming better each and every day, improving your approach and method, and helping people see results in their lives. Because at the opportune moment, the shift will occur, and you will get what you want. The other thing that keeps me going, my grandchildren, is human design. You see, the universe has a way of sending you nudges and synchronicities from time to time to give you clues about your journey ahead. Recently, I was reminded by the universe to check out my human design. I had interviewed an author a few years back on this topic by the name Chetan Parkin, but I had since then forgotten what my human design was. So I got my report once again through a series of synchronicities and remembered that I am a projector, profile 6/2. And as a projector, I need to wait for an invitation, which means I need to be careful in terms of how I use my energy and the typical hustle, go, go, go type of lifestyle doesn't work for me. Here's an excerpt from my report. Patience is an essential thing to learn because you can only have a really powerful impact in your life when you have first been recognized and then invited into activities. Ideally, being invited implies that you are being recognized for your talents and qualities and being encouraged to join in as an active participant and a potential guide. As the name suggests, as a projector, you silently yet constantly project out an energetic image of who you are and what your gifts are. Everyone else, in their own way, picks up on these projected images and either interacts with you in some way or passes by. The beauty of your design is that it naturally, automatically, and continually projects energy that silently calls for the right invitations. It is reliable. Your unique being, your talents, your abilities will be seen by others, and you will naturally be invited to participate. Trust that life will find you. Once someone engages with you, recognizes and invites you, then you will have access to their energy to help steer and guide it. People will very much come to rely on you for this. I find that this report is very accurate for my life because it makes sense. I am going to be silently broadcasting my podcast episodes for the world to listen to. Some won't resonate with my message, but many will. And in doing so, I will attract the right invitations at the right time and for the right reason, all while ensuring that my energy is conserved and I am focusing on the right activities and the right projects. And before closing, my children, I want to tell you a little story that my mom always reminds me of. I share a close relationship with my mother, your great-grandmother, who is currently in Mumbai, India. I tell her all my challenges and she provides me the comfort and the assurance and the faith on my journey ahead. My mother is a Catholic Christian Mangalorean and my father is a Hindu Tamilian, which has allowed me to explore the Vedic cosmology while knowing about the ascended master, that is Jesus. And so I was able to, in my childhood, draw from the best of both worlds. But my mom always reminds me of the story of the bamboo tree. There are many different types of plants and trees in the forest. Some plants are like the grass that germinate within 2 to 3 weeks of planting, whereas some plants are like the Chinese bamboo tree. When you plant the Chinese bamboo tree and ensuring that you have the right soil, the right amount of water and sunshine, you don't see any visible signs of activity in the first year. Now, assuming you still nurture it, you still take care of it, you give it the right water, the soil, the sunshine, you don't even see any sign of growth in the second or the third or the fourth. And finally, in the fifth year of waiting patiently for something, just like a miracle, the bamboo tree shoots up to 80 feet in height in just 6 weeks. The question is, did it take 6 weeks to reach 80 feet? Or did it take 5 years and 6 weeks? The answer is 5 years and 6 weeks because sometimes our ideas, our visions, our purpose take time to incubate in the darkness of life. But that does not mean that progress is not being made. But you need to have the faith and confidence that your bamboo tree is on its way to shooting up to the sky. You just need patience and to water it and nurture it with your vision, with your energy, and with your love. And when I listen to these words of encouragement and hope from my mother, I all of a sudden feel energized and inspired to go back to the drawing board and put my energy and intention towards our movement, towards creating our podcast episodes, and sending this energy or projection into the world, silently streaming this message of hope, of faith, and of unconditional love. Thanks for listening, my dear family. I can somehow feel that you all have my genes, my eyes, my nose, my skin, my hair, and my heart. And I'm proud of each and every one of you. For now, just close your eyes and think of me. And I will send you some healing energy and blessings your way so that you can see success at school, at work, and in your life. God bless. Action Tribe, before closing, I wanted to let you know that I've launched a new Breathwork Foundations course that I'm giving away for free right now. If you are fascinated by the science and the why behind breathwork, then you will enjoy this experience. Since it's the beta version, I'm looking for a handful of people who can go through it and provide me some feedback, inputs, and comments about your experience and what you're enjoying about it so far, so that I can improve the course and add more information that'll ultimately help you on your journey of healing and stress reduction. Just go to my7chakras.com/free breathwork course. That's my seven is a word, my7chakras.com/free breathwork course. And you'll be able to sign up. You don't need to add any credit card details, just your name and your email address. Alternatively, for all the links pertaining to this episode, you can go to my7chakras.com/409. That's my7chakras.com/409. We'll talk soon.
Thank you for listening to My Seven Chakras at my7chakras.com. That is my seven chakras.com.